Good morning. We are so glad that you are worshiping with us this morning. Our ushers are coming forward, and we'd like to welcome those of you who are visiting with us. If you are visiting, you're not a member of our church, we'd like to see your hand raised so that we can give you a visitor's card. If you're not a member, would you raise your hand? They're in the balcony or on the floor. I see several down here. We're glad to have you. Any in the balcony who are visiting? We're glad that each one of you is here this morning and worshiping with us, and we hope that you receive a blessing from the service today. Let me share several announcements with you of the morning. Immediately following the worship service this morning, we'll ask those of you one more time who are interested in volleyball to meet at the front of the sanctuary with Mike. So if you notice in the messenger, some of the details have changed. That's why we're having to meet again. So if you'll meet immediately following the service this morning. Tonight, we begin our choir program for the fall. Our preschool choir ages 3 years to 5 years will meet at 6:30, and also our music makers, our first through third graders, will meet at 6:30. So you bring your children out, or your grandchildren, or your neighbor children out to our choirs tonight as they begin the new year. On Tuesdays, our 4th through 6th grade young musicians will be meeting at 2:30. Mike would like to meet with any of the young musicians, those who are 4th through 6th grade, or their parents. He'd like to meet with you after the worship service this morning. So if you will find a side to all sit down, and he will meet with you and talk about some transportation for the choir on Tuesday. One change that is in the bulletin is on Saturday, the Adult One Fellowship will be at Art and Stella Pierce's home on Avalon. So you want to make that a change. It'll be in the messenger this week, those of you who are in Adult One Married Department. Next Sunday is World Hunger Day. And we ask that you would bring a canned good or canned goods with you when you come to Sunday school, and that you make a contribution of at least the cost of one meal. We will have envelopes ready for you next week. We have a few if you ask for them today, but we don't have enough for everybody, so we didn't put out even those few. So if you want one, ask me for it, or ask Ms. Cahoon for one, and we'll have enough for everybody next week. So if you'll remember that offering as we help in our World Hunger Relief. I see something I missed. I don't know how I missed it. On Wednesday night, our RAs and GAs begin again, along with ACT teens for first through sixth graders, RAs and GAs. We encourage you, as we get back into the new year and new leadership, that you bring your children out to those activities also. Thank you.
Let's sing together hymn number 15 as we begin this morning. Hymn number 15, we'll stand and we'll sing the first and last stanzas. We praise thee, O God. Hymn number 15 as we stand together, please. Our Father, we know that God has been in control of the past. We know that He watches over the mysteries of the present. And we have a conviction in our hearts this morning that God has plans for us in the future. Make this service one that will go down to Thy glory for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Keep your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 407. 407, you'll find a new hymn, but a very appropriate hymn for this morning as we commission our new Sunday school workers and teachers. So let me ask you to learn one real quickly. It's only two stanzas, and the first and third lines you'll notice are exactly the same. So there are only three lines to learn, really, okay? I want to ask Russell to play through it one time, and then we'll sing it together, okay?
Begin our new year, we wanted to have an opportunity for you to hear some exciting things that our Sunday school workers are doing and some things that they think about Sunday school. And I've asked two who said yes when I asked them, just right off, that they would share their testimonies this morning. The first testimony is going to talk about, for just a few minutes, on the joys of a new Sunday school worker. Our new worker, Debbie, if you'll come on, I'll just tell them a word about you. Debbie has been teaching since early spring, like February, in U3, which is the 11th and 12th grade. She is now the director in U3, and she has an eagerness to learn and a good spirit about her, and I want her just to share now.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, I first started coming to South Nova Baptist about 2.5 years ago, and since then I've become a Christian, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in my life, and He's called me to do quite a few things in this church now, and one of them is to teach our youth in Sunday school. And you know, when I look back when I was a youth, which hadn't been that long ago, only about 3 or 4 years, I didn't have the Lord in my life, and I wish I had of, because as a teenager, you know that there's many times when I needed comfort, that Jesus Christ is the only one that could provide for me, if only I'd asked. But I know that's in the past now, and He is in my life. Mike and I, we've helped teach the 11th and 12th graders now for about 6 or 7 months, hadn't been very long, and they're a really special part in my life. And we've enjoyed a lot of activities together, such as the youth choir tour, which was a real experience, and our retreat at Eastover. Now, that's when we first started coming, and it really brought us a lot closer together, and I learned a lot about myself, and it brought me a lot closer to the Lord. They're a very important part of our church, the youth is, and they're growing in faith and how to apply Jesus in their lives every day. And I'm very excited about the new year, sound a little nervous when I was on my voice. But Mike and I came a little late last year to really get involved in the planning of the Sunday school. So, you know, but this year we have been involved. And I can't tell you how exciting it's been for me. Our Sunday school retreat, which was about a couple weeks ago, really started things, you know, great off for me because I was able to meet the new, you know, the directors and the Sunday school teachers of the other departments. And we had a lot of goals to set, and I feel that we can reach them. And I was really excited about being a part of that planning for our Sunday school. Just last weekend, our youth council met Virginia Beach, and the teachers met Friday night to plan, and then the kids, they came down Saturday, you know, to plan with us for our new year. And we have a lot of goals that I think that we can reach, and I'm real excited about that. Well, first of all, when we did meet, it was nice because everybody was really honest with each other. We told of our likes and we told of our dislikes, and I think that we can go from there. And I know that this year we're gonna do a lot with our goals, and we're gonna be able to reach them. I know that because Jesus is gonna be with us. So what I'd like to close by saying that if any of you feel that the Lord is calling you to teach, whether it's in RAs or GAs or ACT teams, or if it's in Sunday school, don't let it pass by you, because it's meant so much to me that I know it'll be a meaningful part in your life too.
Thank you, Debbie. Aren't you glad she's teaching our young people? Let me share with you our second person who is going to speak this morning and give her testimony. It's Rachel Fatherly, and I know a lot of you know Rachel and respect her, and she has a special part in my life too. Talk to her every week on the phone. She calls and gives us some good news of some kind here in the office work. Sometimes some bad about the weather too, but we're not looking forward to that this year. Rachel, I don't know how many years she's been teaching. I know she's taught in different age groups rather than adult four, where she is now teaching the Onward Bible class. Rachel, if you'll come on down here to this mic. I don't know how many years she's been teaching, but I know she's faithful to it. She's faithful to our Sunday school and to our whole church. She's in prayer meetings. She's in Sunday night services, WMU, the whole thing. She's there when we need her, and she's eager to learn too.
Well, I don't know how many years I've been teaching either. I never stopped to count. But I feel like that teachers really gain more than the pupil do, because we have to practice and we have to dig a little more. One of the greatest joys, I guess, in being a teacher is that you know all the answers to the questions. I remember when I used to be up in Gladys Fulcher's class, and there were lots of times that she'd ask questions, and you know that they have in the teacher's quarterly that you do not have in the pupil's quarterly, and I didn't know the answer. So it's just a joy to do that. I have been in South Norfolk Baptist. This starts my 20th year in September that I have been here. We moved here on August the 30th of 1962 on a Friday, and I was in church on Sunday morning. I was late because I didn't realize it started at 9:30, but I don't think I can count on one hand that I have been late since then. But the joys of teaching is a challenge to look up, to find out the reasons for things. I know I had to call Gladys this morning because I didn't understand something that was in Isaiah, and I got my times mixed up a little bit, since it was talking about 536, and I knew Isaiah had been dead a couple of hundred years. But then she stepped me straight and said also that was prophesied. And these things help as you look up things, and it's just a joy. And let me tell you of another joy that I have. never since I have been here or any other church have we had such a leader as we have in Kathy. She gives us a challenge. You know, around about August and in September when it's so hot and you sweat a lot and you get drug out, you sort of lose your umph. And then comes September and you start having planning sessions and she gives you incentives and goals that we're to meet for the coming year and things that are to happen, and you get all excited and you want to tell the world that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. And that is the challenge that I want to give you today. As you come out each Sunday, glean something that you can take to others and make others know that Jesus is the Lord of your life.
Now, aren't you glad she's teaching our senior adults? Okay. Thank you both for sharing your testimonies, and I know they've meant a lot to you this morning. At this time, I'd like to call the names of those who are working in our Sunday school this year, and I ask you just to stand where you are. Just remain standing. There's we will then have the commissioning of our workers. There's an insert in your bulletin. We will follow that insert. Okay, I'll let you get your insert first, and then I will call the names. I'm thankful for each name that I am going to read, for what they mean to our church in so many ways, and for the work that they put into Sunday school. And that's not the only thing that a lot of them put their work into, but it is the thing we're talking about this morning. Our outreach director, Truman Close. Our secretary, H.L. Miller. And our vacation Bible school director, Kay Close. Our preschool division directors, Carol Alexander, Julia Umflett, and Margaret Bunch. Our birth to one workers, Lexi Elliott and Margaret Graves. Our toddler workers, Ginger Prescott and Julia Umflett. Our twos and three workers, Louise Goodwin, Ann McMillan, and Connie Lindell. Our four-year-old workers, Margaret Foster, Katie Bullock, Irene Casper, and Ray Horton. Our five-year-old workers, Linda Matthews, Russell Matthews, and Linda White. In our children's division, those who teach first graders, children one, Pearl White, Odell Stewart, Faye Harper, and Florence Bryant. Children two, Joyce Batten, Becky Batten, and Kay Close. Children three, Phyllis Horton, Evelyn Spruill, and Jennifer Van Davier. Children four, Marilyn Burgess and Rudolph White. Children five, Robin Curling and Kim Curling. Children six, Joan Ross, Warren Prescott, and Joni Culpepper. In our youth division, our outreach director is Norma Overton. Youth one, Leonard Horton, Tommy Dunning, and Carolyn Dunning. Youth two, Mary Lee Joyce, Walter Van Davier, and Cheryl Todd. Youth three, Debbie Jones, Mike Jones, and Tommy McMillan. In our adult division, with singles, Jimmy Gerganis and Iris Gerganis. Adult one marrieds, Billy Bryant and Sheila Bryant, Art Pierce and Stella Pierce. Adult two, Chester Cahoon, Jim Sands, Billy Todd, Louise Curling, and Annette Creekmore. In adult three, Mutt Harrell, Margaret Pointer, Jimmy Scott, Eileen Johnson, Gladys Fulcher, Mary Benton, Noni Rose, and Willard Fulcher. In adult four, N.J. Babb, Thelma Brown, Woody Bunch, Jack Hollowell, Lillian Middleton, Virgie Branch, Ruby Hobbs, Rachel Fatherly, Ruby Hobbs again, Bessie Briggs, Marjorie White, Gail Harrell, John Trafton, and our pastor's class, Reverend Frank Hughes Jr. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age.
Believing in the Savior's command to reach the people, to teach them the gospel, we entrust to you the task of teaching and leading our heart of teaching to the people of each other.
Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act.
We covenant to pray for God's guidance and action in your life.
Into your hands we commit our spirit. You have redeemed us, O Lord, faithfully, O God.
Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom.
All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
We call them to be students of the Word, to uphold one another, to equip and facilitate the growth of God's children.
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings.
Our church does support you in your commitment to God's Word.
We will cooperate by participating in regular work meetings, training to ensure that our teaching is consistent with God's Word.
We commission you and send you out with our loving and prayerful support. Be seated.
From John chapter 4, verse 32. The Gospel of John chapter 4. Verse 32. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready unto harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. May God bless the reading of this passage for this commissioning service on the matter of working in the spiritual field. Let us now bow our heads for a moment of meditation and prayer. Probably some of you have come with a need today, and you'd like to lift up your heart in prayer to God in behalf of this special need. This will be your opportunity to do so. Father, we pray that thou would hear our prayers and petitions that we have offered to thee today. We do ask that you would bless each and every individual. There are those, our Father, who need thee in a special way this morning, as they have never needed thee before. There are some who are facing propositions in life that they have never dealt with before. Some who are facing issues in life that really puzzle and baffle and seem to have really no easy solution or answer. We pray for each of these, and we ask our Father for the strength and the courage to be able to follow Jesus faithfully, knowing that he will lead through this difficult time. Now for the dedication of these workers, we pray today, as we commission them in the Lord's work and send them forth in our organizations, we pray that thy Spirit may comfort and convict in the future, and thy Spirit may not only do these things, but will enable them to find spiritual as well as physical strength to perform. We pray that new visions might come and that really new insight might lead us to be more effective workers in the future year than even in the past. Now add to, we pray thee, our dedication this morning and the testimonies that we have heard today about what Jesus has already been working and doing in the hearts and lives of workers. And take this service and make it thy very own, because we turn it over to thee for thy blessing. Amen.
Our offertory hymn is 411. We'll again sing the first and last stanzas of hymn number 411 as we stand together, please.
Serve the Lord with gladness in our works and ways. Come before his yeah.
Father, we are laborers together with thee. We pray that as we bring now our gifts, that we will also feel that we have a great link in assisting the kingdom of God in its spread here on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.